So we're here at the Iowa Pork Congress in Des Moines, and I'm talking with the immediate past president of the Iowa Pork Producers Association, Dave Struthers. And Dave, you know, there's a lot of young people walking around here. Tell me why this convention, I guess, is important to kind of show young people and keep them interested in the industry.
Well, a lot of things we have going on today. You know, we know yet it. Hog production is some tough physical labor, and young people have the strength and the abilities to do a lot of those things. We have a swine judging show being held right now at the fairgrounds. It used to be held here in one of the facilities adjacent, but it outgrew, and we had to go to the fairgrounds for that. We have a lot of youth that are involved in swine showing and in judging and learning about the qualities and characteristics that we want in these animals. And then a lot of the community colleges that are ag-based will send their kids down, and a lot of FFAs will come down for the judging contest and then come through the trade show to see what's going on.
And is the location planned to stay here in Des Moines, or are you thinking about maybe, are they thinking about maybe moving it or something like that?
We did have a resolution we dealt with the other day that said because of the Des Moines Waterworks lawsuit that maybe we should take our money away from the city of Des Moines. We had some information about, you know, it's not the city of Des Moines that's suing us. It's a separate entity, the Waterworks Board, that's doing that. But it was passed to refer to committee, and the committee will look at that and what kind of costs are going to be incurred and what kind of benefits we may have. If we can find out that we could move for similar costs and the income should be the same and maybe potential attendance be just the same, we could do that. But if it's going to be detrimental to the association as a whole, we'll have to make that decision.
And just kind of your thoughts on the Des Moines Waterworks lawsuit, if you mind.
The Des Moines Waterworks lawsuit, I believe, was a mistake in the way to approach clean water. You don't help clean up any water or the environment by suing someone. You do that by partnering with them, looking at technologies and practices that will help clean up the water. The city of Cedar Rapids, our second largest city in the state, has done just that. They went that route. Let's work with the farmers in those watersheds. Let's not go sue them and tell them they've got to quit doing whatever it is without offering a solution.
Thoughts on the Waters of the U.S. rule?
This is a big overreach by federal government. It's depends on who you talk to. Some in the government will say, oh, it hardly does anything. It just helps bring better definitions. But many experts have looked at what the definitions or what's written down in the laws right now or the rules right now, and it's going to have far overreach to just backyard ponds and puddles, water that runs intermittently through your backyard in a big rain. So I'm glad it's held up in the court system. I hope the courts can look at that rule and say that this is an overreach and this is not something that the EPA needs to just make a rule. If we want to deal with it, we need to deal with it legislatively through the Congress. And the Congress did pass the president just a week ago a bill to repeal that, and the president vetoed it.
Thanks for your time today.
You're quite welcome.